The topic, employee ideology versus company values, is set up kind of simply. It used to be, and I'm going to say a couple of things that may or may not, I don't know, agitate? It used to be that you may have an employee and they have their own little racist or sexist views that they take home at the end of every day and share with other like-minded racists or sexists in the privacy of a bar. And none of us ever knew about it. It never mattered. It never came up. It was a non-issue. Modern age, anybody with a phone has a platform. And that is a simple reality now, is that if you have these thoughts and care to share them on social media, there is at least a chance that not only am I going to find out about it, everyone is going to find out about it because it goes viral. What that has backed companies into the position of is, well, while I do not have any interest whatsoever in monitoring your online behavior, and let me be clear, none of my clients actively monitor employee social media behavior without a reason. Like, we'll do it if we think there's a reason, like if we're investigating somebody. Otherwise, we're not out there patrolling. We don't want to have to do that. Employees don't want us to have to do it. When it hits, though, and becomes an issue on its own, and then comes back into the workplace, we're forced to decide, are we going to do something about this or not? So that is part one of the problem, is that social media has just given a huge bump to the profile of what employees have to say. They can now say it to lots of people. Part one. Part two, and I don't know how many of you are in what I would call the technology space or a Silicon Valley company or just fiercely recruiting for the talent that might otherwise go to those places. But what we have noticed over the last, I will say, 2 to 5 years is that companies are increasingly competing for talent based on values. And this is what I mean by this. It is no longer enough for some candidates that a company is socially agnostic on issues like immigration, equal pay, sexual assault. It is no longer enough for a company to say, well, of course we follow the law and that's the end of it.